I'm not a terrorist, first of all, and it's actually it's not really military intelligence, because military needs actual data and current information, and I'm not able to really get that information, but I did try my best. Yeah, some few points about me. My name is Andreas Krenmeier. I'm working as a software developer in the mobile application area, and in my free time I played with geographical information systems like NASA WorldWind or Google Earth. Those are the main tools that I used, and I searched around a little bit and found some interesting stuff, and I would like to present that today. Yeah, what the agenda is, what tools are available, what kind of information is available, and how can we get that together, and I will show some real life examples. The slides are very light on actual text, and you will see a lot of pictures. I've got something like 40 slides, and I will also do some live demonstration and try to do some experiment, but more on that later. Yeah, the motivation for this lecture is the US government and, some other countries' governments too. They are so absolutely crazy about having that national security related material published, you will see that later anyway, but there is lots of interesting material on the net that they don't really want to have there, and it's only waiting to be collected and just put together. And one thing that is quite strange, the United States forbid pilots to fly over nuclear power plants. And the exact locations are totally, absolutely secret. Well, that's what they say, at least. So, yeah. It's some kind of, regime criticism. I published some bits of information about that power plant stuff on my weblog. It was inspired by this entry by Bruce Schneier, who reported about that issue with the power plants, and that was the kind of ignition for my research. It wasn't that formal. Yeah, and I will never ever travel into the United States. I don't know what they would want to do about me. I don't want to be in Guantanamo or something like that. Although Cuba could be nice, but not Guantanamo. Yeah, regarding regime criticism, that's only a side note. When you are in the United States, you don't even have the right to talk to your country's ambassador. That's really uncool. Yeah, the available tools that I used, Google. Google is, very useful for, searching for information. It's you all know Google, so I don't really have to tell you about that. Then NASA WorldWind. That tool exists for, a bit longer than that Google Maps and Google Earth, and they really have an excellent front end, and I really liked playing with it. And later on Google started Google Maps, and it instantly became very popular because it was integrated into the Google platform, so everybody could search for really great satellite material. And then they also started Google Earth, this kind of rich client, similar to NASA WorldWind, and it also uses the Google Maps material, and some other free map services on the net. I didn't really use that too much. Yeah, that's what WorldWind looks like. It's real simple. You see the Earth. You can zoom in, zoom out, get some additional information, switch to the satellite material and so on. I will do some live presentation later on. Yeah, Google Earth is, well, looks similar. Does some other, well, more customer-friendly stuff like showing you places where you can dine or roads, borders, stuff like that. Yeah, what I also found is a list of nuclear power plants in the United States, including their rough location. That is especially interesting because the United States or the United States government doesn't want to have that information on the net. It doesn't even want pilots to know that information. Yeah. Okay, some real-life examples I will show is some stuff in Washington, D.C., Andrews Air Force Base, then the Oyster Creek Nuclear Power Plant. That was the very first thing that I was really doing a lot of search. And, well, some, well, New York, oh, I kicked out the New York stuff because it isn't really that interesting. Edwards Air Force Base and some other, well, more stuff, well, even outside the United States. Okay, yeah. First, a really nice picture of Washington, D.C. Through Worldwind and Google Earth, well, I really found out how, well, nicely structured Washington, D.C. actually is. Because here you have the Capitol, and then it's this what is it called, National Mall, and then this yeah, whatever building. Then this, yeah. Sorry, I don't know the English word, but I also know that they have some similar stuff in Buenos Aires. yeah. Sorry. I'm not a native English speaker, so sometimes I'm lacking the words. I don't even know the German word. Sorry. And here's the White House. So everything's very nice together. And down there, here's the Pentagon. So you have all the important stuff very close together. Yeah, the Capitol. You see this, well, pixels around it. That's the NASA Worldwind material. I recently saw that Google Earth even has material that has a lot better quality, so it's not censored anymore. But nevertheless, they seem to be crazy about it. Yeah, that's really the classic example for censorship, not showing the top of those buildings and even the pixeling inside. Yeah, for whatever reasons. That's the Pentagon. Well, very nice building too. On a side note, what I found out, the Pentagon is not in Washington, D.C., it's in Virginia, because there's this river, and that's the border between Washington, D.C. and Virginia. It's really interesting. The Pentagon was already a target for terrorists, and that they don't pixel it out. Isn't it that important after all? It's all very strange, and it doesn't really a coherent policy of censorship. Yeah, that's another, well, quite interesting stuff that the Andrews Air Force Base, it's, well, the home of the Air Force One, this special 747 for the President of the United States. And it's really a good example for, well, getting clear pictures of Air Force bases and what they have stationed there. So you get, well, some rough information what you could attack there, what you could get there. just in theory. That's located around here. See that? You have this Hercules machine, some helicopter, this FA-18 jets, and then this bunch of F-16s. That's the quality you get. That's, well, pretty good. And that's not even a real military satellite. Yeah, same for the FA-18s. That's an image problem from NASA Worldwind. Not really my fault. Yeah. That's even some more interesting stuff. That's the Oyster Creek nuclear power plant. As I told you before, they don't really want to know you where they exactly are. Here you see latitude, longitude, exact information. Actually, that wasn't too easy to find, but as I told you before, I got this list of nuclear power plants. They really have this complete list where all they are within the United States. And when you search for Oyster Creek, it's in New Jersey, you get some really interesting information. It's the oldest still working nuclear power plant in the United States. And they seem to have some really, well, bad technical issues, like, well, having their reactors leak sometimes, and they even had some accidents some years before. And yeah, some other interesting stuff. Certain kinds of fish are attracted by the warm water of this nuclear power plant. So this area is really well known for, well, people doing fishing, because you find some certain kinds of fish that you usually don't find in the area of New Jersey. They are really attracted by it, so yeah. There's this nice anecdote. In Austria, they tried to build a nuclear power plant at the River Danube. They tried, at least. They wanted to use the water from the River Danube for cooling the whole thing, and they did some research and found out that the water would be heated up by a few degrees, and the next, I don't know, 20 or 30 kilometers of River Danube would be warm enough that alligators and stuff would be able to live within River Danube. But I digress. Yeah, the nuclear power plant is also easily spotted on topographical maps, where it is marked simply as power plant. Yeah, and that's how I actually found it. It's not really, I can switch back. It's not really easy to see it as a really power plant, because you always expect those huge towers, cooling towers. You don't really have that here. Yeah, as I told you before, Bruce Schneier published that on his weblog. That is cut off, unfortunately. But I will put the slides online anyway, and there you can simply click on it and get the whole thing. Yeah, some other Air Force Base is the Edwards Air Force Base. It's, well, relatively well known. It's in California, and it's about 100 kilometers of LA. And it was really easy to find. I read about it. It only said 100 kilometers north of LA, so I searched for LA, and, well, went up some bit, and it was easy to see the airstrip. Yeah. Wikipedia has some really interesting information about it, and they have really cool aircraft there. Yeah, first of all, this, I don't really recognize that kind of jet. That's two B-52 bombers and, well, lots of black helicopters. They have even more cool stuff. It's the B-1 bomber. And they have this, well, additional airstrip where they have even stranger stuff. Well, I wasn't really able to recognize them all, but that seems to be an F-111. That seems to be an A-10. That seems to be some World War II or post-World War II transport machine. That seems to... Oh, thank you. Yeah. I used to study that kind of stuff when I was a lot younger, 13, 14, but I don't really remember all the names anymore. These are, well, they look Russian. Galaxies? No. Okay. Yeah. As I said before, I'm not really totally sure. And that one, well, seems to be, I'm not 100% sure, but it seems to be a MiG-21. And, well, if you know better about this all plane stuff, well, just use Google Earth, zoom in, and try to identify it. Yeah, now we get into more foreign stuff. There was this headline that the military in Thailand was really upset by the Google satellite pictures. You have a URL. And, well, I did some searching and found, well, also interesting stuff. They don't really want to know everybody that they got those really new shiny F-15 from the United States. And they also have this AWACS. Somewhere else on the same airfield, they have some other even bigger AWACS. So, quite some interesting stuff.
So, why don't they have holes to hide these things?
I don't know. I talked to my father. Yeah, the question was why they don't have any halls for hiding them. I don't really know. I talked to my father. My father is working in the Austrian army. That's just a coincidence. That's not the reason why I did that lecture. No, really. And he's not in any intelligence service after all, so... Bitte? I don't know. Sorry. If you can use paint. You're right. Yeah, that's correct. But anyway, what my father told me was that there are several countries that indeed use so-called caverns, well, bunker-like constructions where they really hide all those planes. And he has some examples. He said Italy and Sweden and some parts of France. So it's I don't really understand where they really put it outside. Yeah, and Serbia, that's also quite some interesting stuff. They as you probably remember, they fought a few wars in the last, well, 15 years. And there's a military airstrip northwest of Belgrade. It's called near Novor Pacova. Unfortunately, I don't speak any Slavic language. So I don't really know how to pronounce it, sorry. And, well, this military airstrip is even available in, well, higher quality. This, well, the problem with Google Earth and, well, mostly with Worldwind is that a lot of area is not really available as totally high quality pictures. And so you have, anyway, you have this airstrip and also some planes. I don't really recognize them. My totally wild guess is that they are those so-called, what are they called? Super Galop, but I'm absolutely not sure. I didn't even find any picture of this Super Galop jet, but all the information that I found was that it is the jet most often used for by their army, Air Force. And that a few of them were shot down in 95 or something like that. Yeah, they even have some very interesting parts of the airstrip. That's, I guess, from 99. And it's, when I switch back, it's right, it's on this airstrip right in the middle. So only a few bombs on that little spot, and it's basically unusable. Yeah, that's one airstrip, and they did repair the other one. Yeah, that was something where I had to do some more research. That's Suwon. It's in South Korea. It's relatively close to the border to North Korea. And I wasn't exactly sure about what planes they are. My first guess, are they those drones, UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles? I found a picture of this Global Hawk. And it would absolutely make sense because North Korea isn't that far away, and having an airstrip near the border where you can easily start your drones to North Korea, well, it would make sense. But let's look closer. The problem is that Global Hawk has only one engine, but those have two. And yes, it is an A-10. you spoiled it. And, well, the thing where I recognized it was the shadow of the vertical tails. Because on the Global Hawk, it was V-shaped, and here it's obviously not V-shaped, more like some other shape. Yeah, it's the A-10, the good old one. Yeah, that's this Suwon airstrip again. You see Suwon. And, well, I then saw this other structure. It seems to be like some other airstrip. And I had some closer look. And you see cars in it. Quite a lot of cars in here. Is some highway. But it still has this airstrip-like painting, so I don't really know what they use it for. Probably only emergency landing or whatever. Or probably this painting stuff they want in North Koreans only to bomb the highway. Yeah, never know. Yeah, I also did some searching in Iraq. There is not too much interesting stuff to find there. I was hoping to find some American troops in some whatever fighting, but I didn't really find anything. And what I found was in near Najaf, in Iraq, this bombed buildings, well, right in the middle of the desert, few of them destroyed, few of them not. Yeah, that's a closer look. You see the bomb craters and destroyed building. And those sand walls. That's actually quite a good idea because you have only the buildings on the outside have these sand walls, but they kind of cover the other buildings inside. Quite an interesting construction and very effective and cheap. I was in Yeah, there's a question. I'm not really sure. It always says copyright 2005, that and that. But I was yesterday searching for this artificial peninsula at Dubai, and there wasn't any material where you could see even parts of it. So there was absolutely nothing, and they did start building it a few years ago. So, well, it's not not really great, because you don't have the you cannot really be sure that this is current data, and that's an issue that makes it a bit less valuable for doing well in intelligence. Yeah, that's a closer look again. And some other mysterious airbase in Iraq, because there's absolutely no infrastructure for several hundred miles around. And you only get to see, well, some more black helicopters. And they do have those, well, halls. Not exactly huge. And it's well, the airbase actually looks really awful, a total mess, but it hasn't been bombed, and it's just total chaos. Yeah, that's really a huge cut. You're here. So there is also really nice data from Berlin and some area around Berlin, and that's the Alexanderplatz, and that's the BCC, and that's where we are right now. I even see this tower, even a nice shadow. Yeah, I was progressing a bit too fast. Yeah, some interesting links. There was this, not Google, it was the register, sorry about that. The register black helicopter competition. They wanted people to search for, well, interesting stuff that you can find on Google, and you really see a lot of really interesting pictures of even a lot more things really all around the earth. And I didn't really take any pictures of them. I was only presenting here some stuff that I really found by myself. Some additional website is this googleearthhacks.com. It's possible to bookmark certain locations, and you can download them there and get some additional information, and really nice presentation of all kinds of stuff. Yeah, and some various lecture-related bookmarks. It's my delicious account, the 22C3 tech. Yeah, that's for the normal presentation. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, ask him now. And I would like to do some live demo plus experiment. So please grab a microphone, tell me some place, and I will try to locate some more or less interesting stuff. And I cannot guarantee success, so it could completely fail. That's why it's in an experiment, or just ask any questions. Pardon? Guantanamo Bay. That's an easy one. No, really. I will. It's a bit better on NASA Worldwind. Yeah. Sorry, I have to use Windows, and my installation is, well, really fucked up, because I had to use it for developing software for quite some time. And all this installing, deinstalling, kind of crappy software. So you really get to see Guantanamo Bay, really nice. That's Guantanamo Bay, that's the border, so that's the American part of it. The quality is not really good. You see the airstrip here, relatively nice to see, but that's all the quality you have, so they don't want you to see a camp X-ray or something like that in high quality. Some orange spots somewhere. Yeah. Kish Islands, opposite of Dubai. That's Abu Dhabi, Dubai. On the Iranian side. Is this one? I don't really see the button where they show you more names of all that. Is it really this one? I'm not. A smaller one on there. Is it this? Kish Island. Oh. Return no result. Okay, then let's we can use some kind of trick. Just try Kishiran for other users. Okay, blah 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 blah. No maps. Kishisland.com. No, Wikipedia is really great for finding that kind of basic information. Welcome to Kish Island. I want a map. Why can't they just place a map somewhere? not clickable. Anyway, but we can use some other. Pardon? Let's see. I don't really see any exact locations. Please speak up a little bit. Geography and climate. It's okay. Not really a lot of information. Sorry. do you know the do you know the name where it of the place? We can well. You said church. Crawford, this? That's a really nice effect, yeah. But it's still streaming, so it doesn't really have the high quality data yet. But no, it's only low quality, so it's really yeah. Sorry. Ground zero. I used to be good in geography, but I'm not sure about it anymore. here. Should be located somewhere here.
Show the building.
I have to admit, I never tried that feature of Google Earth. Sorry. And now this, it must that feature. Oi. So now we gotta look for some huge hole. That one?
It's okay, I don't need to practice languages.
Yeah. So here, Ground Zero. I can remember there's some really old stuff on Worldwind. So now it should be a bit easier to find. Well, probably not. Sorry. I'm such an idiot. And here. Now that takes some time. Worldwind is unfortunately not as fast as Google, and they don't really have that much material there. So with Worldwind you get this high quality data only for the United States, and not even there everywhere. So it was somewhere here. Yeah. That doesn't look like. Yeah, that's one feature of Worldwind. It even knows about the height, so you can use it to show mountains and stuff. Oh yeah, that's really old pictures. You even see the shadows of the World Trade Center of the Twin Towers. You see them here and here. And when you compare it with it, compared with this one, the quality of that one is really awful. Misclicked it. Yeah. Any other locations? Sir, please speak up a little bit. Chesapeake. How do you spell that? C-H-E-P. E-C-K. Chesapeake, Virginia. V-I? Virginia. Sorry. C-H. Yeah, sorry. Many people are leaving already. So it seems to get boring. Area 50. That is, again, an easy one. Because the Google Earth people, well, somehow knew that everybody would want to see Area 51. So they have this My Places location. They have this sightseeing that's already, this comes with it for free, and you get this Area 51 thing. Woo. It's not that interesting after all. Now let's turn it directly north. So you get to see a few buildings and a few, well, not really exciting chats. And I don't know what that is. And some airstrips again. So there isn't really a lot, and this Salt Lake. Yeah. Yep, probably here the UFOs are landing. Never know. They're landing over there, and they're hiding them in here right now. I don't know. At least that's my personal conspiracy that I formed right now. Paris. Paris, France. Okay. Any other questions not location related? Yeah. The image of the second US air base. I'm not aware of any. I didn't try any image enhancing stuff. It's called S-Plan. S-Plan. I never heard of it, I have to admit. But if you say so, yeah. The second one, this one. Okay, the comment was that for this guy over there, he's not really into the military stuff, but it looks very uncommon for him, and he thinks that it's only put there to make the picture look more interesting. Pardon? Why do you think the shadows are not correct? You mean? Okay. He seems to be some expert. I didn't really think about that. it always takes some time to interpret what pictures are really showing. So, and I'm not an expert after all, and I have to go to the military service in Austria in January, but I don't think I'm going to do that thing, kind of thing. Okay. Any more questions? Yeah, over there. Please speak up or take the microphone. There's a microphone behind you.
No. Hello. From Google Earth, sightseeing area. Did you ever compare the pictures of the sightseeing area and manual research of the same pictures? So if you look for the pictures you find in the sightseeing area on other sources or manually on Google Earth, is it the same stuff you find, or did you ever do?
You mean comparing this kind of images with some not taken from Google Earth or Worldwind? You mean that?
I mean if they have manipulated pictures on the sightseeing tour. And if you search manually, you find other things. Could that be possible?
You mean the bookmarks in Google Earth here? You mean that one?
Yeah.
I didn't really check that, no. But, well, I don't think it will show up anything very interesting if you... Oh, well, so... it does show something. But it points to the very same area. So you can never be 100% sure that this is really factual data, but nevertheless it helps a little bit for doing intelligence. Okay. Any more questions?
What about the data format? Is it possible to get the data from Google Earth or something that you can grab them because they may censor the data or withdraw data or something so that you get a backup of Google Earth of parts that are interesting? So do something with like the thing you do with some real player applications so that you trap the data?
I haven't really checked that. What I know about Worldwind, the Worldwind application, it's possible to download all the data.
Maybe I can answer a question. And Google Earth, you can actually buy a server with all the data on it for your local usage. Mm-hmm. So you can actually get a copy of the data, but restricted. So you get an all-inclusive server from Google now, and you can put it in your local network and have some fun. And do you know actually about the site googlesightseeing.com?
I heard about it.
Actually, you can find exact bookmarks of more than everything you showed, everything you can imagine. Area 51, for example, get really interesting if you go more to west. You get see all the atom bomb testing area and stuff like that. So there are really more interesting things you can see around, but that's for sure.
Yeah, it's quite difficult to check all the stuff because it really takes ages, and unfortunately I didn't really have, I wasn't really able to spend that much time as I wanted to on this lecture, but well, at least I tried. You can really. Well, search around for weeks and research and so on. Well, and after all, there are really a lot of people in the military doing only stuff like that and only trying to analyze that kind of data. They at least have it in an even higher resolution. Okay, then.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question and a recommendation. The question is, in the future, do you think that the government will make this kind of information unavailable to the public because of terrorist threats, because terrorists can go and look up targets on American soil, for example? This what you showed here is military targets foremost, but... there are terrorists mostly use to look at civilian targets, so to speak. Mm. So do you believe that this kind of information, like Google Earth and another kind of information, will be put away by government restrictions?
Well, they, as I showed you before, they already tried to censor certain areas. But, well, they only tried to censor, you know, as you saw before, the White House, the Capitol, so... I'm not really sure whether they're really, really interested in protecting civilian targets like, I don't know, stadiums or whatever, where really a lot of people get together. So, since the images on Google Earth of the White House and the Capitol aren't censored anymore, I'm not really sure whether they really take that seriously and whether this... I don't think it will get worse.
Right, and the recommendation, as I see it, this is a part of open source intelligence, publicly available information, and I can recommend a book on this issue called the NATO OSINT book. So you can look that one up. It gives a great deal of information how to search on the internet on publicly available databases and such. So if you're interested into this kind of stuff, you can look it up.
Mm. So. Yeah, and you said open source intelligence. It's really great that the NASA and Google put this really powerful tool into everyone's hands. So it is really so easy to get good satellite data as never before. Okay. I'll repeat that. He said that they actually took up the detailed elevation information of Europe during the last Iraq war, and there are other environmental information systems providing even higher resolution data about elevation and stuff. Did I understand that correctly? Satellite data, sorry. Okay, then I think we're quite at the end. Thank you everyone for coming, for listening, and if you want to talk more about this subject, just come to me. We have plenty of time. I'll be there at all the other days at the Congress. Thank you.